Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. The Pro Football Scouting Podcast is available to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Every Friday, I will answer questions from the listeners. So you guys have questions, email them to stevethescout81@gmail.com. Again, that is stevethescout81@gmail.com. The difference between this show and other football shows, in case you can't tell or you're listening for the first time, is this show is a lot more exciting, straight and simple. You listen to most football shows. To be honest, you can fall asleep pretty quickly. I talk about intriguing subjects, but I also do it with a deep scouting analysis. Hence why the show is called the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. What I like to do is, you know, not only just talk about a guy and give you my evaluation, but also make a bold prediction on how that player is going to perform. This week we are continuing our Hall of Fame series. The last few Mondays, I have given you players, quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, and offensive linemen. And I've talked about which ones right now are locks for the Pro Football Hall of Fame and which ones are close. And the ones that are close, what do they need to do to get there if they can make it at this time? So we are now moving over to the defensive side of the ball. I'm going to look at edge rushers that are playing today, guys that are defensive ends and outside linebackers that rush the quarterback. We're going to look at 15 guys. Two of these guys are retired. The other 13 are all active players. And I'm going to tell you straight and simple, are they a lock for the Hall of Fame right now? And if not, what do they need to do to get there? The guys that we're going to be looking at, one guy who just retired is Dwight Freeney. We're also going to be looking at Julius Peppers, J.J. Watt, Calais Campbell, Cameron Wake, Terrell Suggs, Clay Matthews, Von Miller, Justin Houston, Tamba Ali, James Harrison, who just retired, Elmas Dumervil, Ryan Kerrigan, Chandler Jones, and Robert Quinn. So I'm going to go through all these guys and tell you, are they a lock for the Hall of Fame right now? And if not, what do they need to do to get there if they do have a chance at making it at this point in time? All right, we got a lot of edge rushers to go through. Typically, the last few weeks when I've done this, I haven't really given a full scouting report, but I have dived a little bit deeper into each player and what their strengths and weaknesses are. Not going to do any of that this week just because we have a lot of players to go through. Starting out with Dwight Freeney. Dwight Freeney played a long-ass time in this league. He was drafted in 2002, and he literally just retired, signed a one-day contract with the Colts. Looking at Dwight Freeney, he won a Super Bowl for a period of time. He was definitely one of the best edge rushers in the NFL. He made seven Pro Bowls, and also 7 years he had double-digit sacks. But I will tell you, he's not a lock for the Hall of Fame. I think if he gets in, it's probably not going to be for a good 15 years or so. I just don't think he's someone that is going to get in very quickly. In terms of does he deserve to get in? I would say so. I mean, just because he was effective for a long period of time. Yeah, he wasn't quite the same player at the end of his career. Obviously, he just played so many years. But when you look at Freeney, he's still in the top 20 all-time sack leaders. He had seven really great years, and he had a couple years outside of that which were also solid as well. Would I put him in? I think so, but it wouldn't necessarily be the easiest decision either. So whether he gets in or not, it's up in the air. He's definitely not a lock. I would say he's probable. But now that he's retired, there's really nothing more he can do to strengthen that case. You know, if he was able to play, if he was able to have one more year and have double-digit sacks, I'd say that would help a lot. But, you know, he is retired now, so we'll see what happens with that. When you look at Julius Peppers, Julius Peppers is the fourth all-time ranking sack leader. He's made 9 Pro Bowls. He's had not only dominance, but he's had longevity as well. Again, I always talk about there's great and then there's greatness. Great means that I was dominant for a certain period of time. And I mean extremely dominant. You look at a guy like Terrell Davis, who didn't play that long in the league, but got in because of how great he was when he was playing that short period of time. Same thing with Kurt Warner. You look at Julius Peppers. He had a number of years where he was clearly one of the very best defensive ends in the NFL. But what got him in, what's going to get him into the Hall of Fame more than anything else is his longevity. The guy's made 9 Pro Bowls. He's still playing at a high level. To me, he's a can't miss guy for the Hall of Fame. So Julius Peppers, he's definitely a lock. He's getting in. The next guy that I look at, and here's a more interesting one, is J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt has really had 5 years of tremendous production. But is J.J. Watt a Hall of Famer at this point with only 5 years of dominant production? Yes. Here's why. When you look at what J.J. Watt has done, he has already, since 2011 when he came in the league, he's been Defensive Player of the Year 3 times. The only other person in the history of the game to win the award that many times was Lawrence Taylor. He's already done that. J.J. Watt, you know, if you're going to put Terrell Davis in for what he did in the period of time that he was playing, if J.J. Watt retires tomorrow, he deserves that same courtesy because as dominant as Terrell Davis was as a running back, he is not as dominant as J.J. Watt has been as a defensive end. He is arguably in the last, you know, 5-6 years, the best football player of this generation. So even with 5 dominant years, yeah, he's in because during this 5-6 year span, he was one of the best defensive linemen, maybe the best defensive lineman in the history of the game. So he's definitely getting in. The next guy I look at, Calais Campbell. No, Calais is not going to get in. It's going to be really hard for him to do it at this point. He played a lot of years as an interior edge rusher. I really would have liked to see him in what I believe is his natural position, is playing as an edge rusher on the defensive line. I believe if he had more years of doing that, it would be different. But I don't think the interior defensive line position was his natural position from the get-go. So Calais is not getting in. When you look at a guy like Cameron Wake, is a guy that, you know, got his start later. He played in the Canadian Football League, wasn't drafted, and when you look at Cameron Wake now, this is another example of a defensive end edge rusher that is playing some of his best football at 35 years old. Looking at Cameron Wake today, he is still one of the elite pass rushers in the NFL. He's made 5 Pro Bowls, but if you ask me, he still needs another 2 to 3 years to make himself a lock. He is not there yet, but look, he's 35 now. He's still playing great. If he can keep this level of production up for a few more years, then yeah, you know, Cameron Wake is a guy that definitely can make the Hall of Fame if he continues his production. Going down the list, the next guy is Terrell Suggs. Terrell Suggs has made 7 Pro Bowls. He's been NFL Defensive Player of the Year. He's won a Super Bowl, and I will say, yes, he's in. The reason why I put Terrell Suggs in as a definite yes with 7 Pro Bowls, and Dwight Freeney has 7 Pro Bowls and a Super Bowl, but I'm still going to put Terrell Suggs over Dwight Freeney for the reason that I just believe when Terrell Suggs was playing, he was a more dominant player. You look at the great outside linebackers of this generation. He was definitely that. Not only that, Terrell Suggs was tremendous against the run. So to me, Terrell Suggs, no doubt at this point, is a Hall of Famer. When I look at Clay Matthews, Clay Matthews has made 6 Pro Bowls, and looking at Clay, he's not getting the same kind of sack production that he once did, but he is still one of the very great linebackers in the NFL. In terms of his versatility, you can still line him up as a middle linebacker or an outside linebacker, and he is good enough to be a star at both. Still at this day and age, he can still do that. When I look at Clay, he still needs another 2 to 3 years. He is not ready right now. He still needs to have more production. To be honest, he's really going to have to get his sack numbers up if he's going to be able to do it. Right now, he's not there yet. And then when I go down the list, I look at the next guy, Von Miller. Similar to J.J. Watt, Von Miller has been playing since 2011. And similar to him, he has been arguably the best defensive player of this generation. You know, when you look at the best defensive players of the last 6 years, I think there's two guys you look at. There's Von Miller and there's J.J. Watt. I said on a previous show, Von Miller is the third best outside linebacker in the history of the NFL. The only guys I put ahead of him are Lawrence Taylor and Derek Thomas. Von Miller's made 6 Pro Bowls, and in his time, he has just been so overwhelmingly dominant. Again, going back to Terrell Davis, Kurt Warner example, that he hasn't been playing that long, but while he's been playing, he has been absolutely ridiculous in terms of his level of dominance. So Von Miller, still in the prime of his career, he's a lock if he retires today. He's going to be even more of a lock when he has another few more good years. And considering he's in his prime, you know, I think he's still going to be a good player for a long time. Going to another outside linebacker, started playing around the same time as Von Miller and J.J. Watt, is Justin Houston. Justin Houston, he's had some great years. He had 1 year where he had 22 sacks, but still he's going to need another 3 to 4 years of high productivity if he's going to be in there. The same thing goes for his teammate, Tamba Ali. When you look at the Chiefs' pass rush, it's been defined by Tamba Ali and Justin Houston. Tamba Ali, he has been a great player. He is going to go in the Hall of Very Good, but he is not a Hall of Fame player. And in my opinion, he slowed down too much to really make a run for it at this point. Now, looking at James Harrison recently retired from the NFL. And I will say that James Harrison is another guy like Dwight Freeney, where he might get in, he might not get in. James Harrison only made 5 Pro Bowls. Another guy that had great longevity, was able to at least be effective until a late age. But what James Harrison has going for him is he's won Defensive Player of the Year. He's won 2 Super Bowls. And yes, even though it is one play, his interception return for a touchdown against the Cardinals, that is one of the biggest plays in Super Bowl history. Maybe it helps him 5%, but it definitely helps him a bit. And also, I think what helps James Harrison is the mystique. He is the most feared defensive player of this generation. So, you know, taking those other intangibles into account, I think James Harrison has a better chance of getting in than Dwight Freeney, even though he's made 2 less Pro Bowls. But we'll see what happens. He's not a first ballot Hall of Famer, but he's a guy that could potentially get in at some point. Looking at Elvis Dumervil, no, the guy's been really good, just not good enough to get in the Hall of Fame. And the same thing goes for Ryan Kerrigan. Ryan Kerrigan, yeah, he still has more playing time to go, but he's going to need to have a huge, huge push. He's going to continue to need to have a huge push in his career if he's going to be considered. But right now, I think he's going to end up in the Hall of Very Good. And a guy that is on his way to the Hall of Fame, if he continues playing at this level, is defensive end Chandler Jones. This guy has quietly racked up double-digit sacks nearly every single year he's been playing in the league, so he needs to keep playing the way he does, and he'll get in. But at this point, no, it's still too early for him. And then Robert Quinn, another great pass rusher, but just a guy that, you know, is not going to have, probably not going to have the overall production that you need. So with that being said, The guys that I believe right now that if they retire today are locks for the Hall of Fame are Julius Peppers, J.J. Watt, Terrell Suggs, Von Miller, and that's pretty much it. There are some other guys that are close. There's some other guys that need to do some things to get there. There are some guys that it's just not going to happen. But those are my guys that if they retire today would make the Pro Football Hall of Fame. All right, so that concludes the list for edge rushers. Next week we're going to look at interior defensive linemen. And excited about Wednesday's show. This Wednesday, I am going to be ranking the 10 best defenses in the NFL heading into the 2018 season. If you guys know me, I make a lot of lists, I try to give really good explanations and deep detail as to why this team or why this player is ranking here. So excited to give you my 10 best defenses in the NFL heading into the 2018 season. This is Steve the Scout signing off. Again, every Friday, I will answer your guys' questions. So you guys have questions you want me to answer, send those questions to stevethescout81@gmail.com. Signing off.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.